You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
All right, guys, here we are, our last break of the day on this Thursday, this week. Yeah. Flying by to me.
Man, mm-hmm. October is flying by.
Yeah.
No, the year.
That's true.
That's because you enjoy your job. Dude, oh, I had a job at Ford. My year was dragging. It's just June.
Dragging jobs. You're right.
Man.
It's just what, June?
Yeah. And then when you're ugly, it go by fast anyway.
Oh, Tommy, stop. Oh, you see Tommy throw his arms up in the air like this again.
Man, I'm just getting tired of him coming here thinking he cheated.
Oh, them was his arms?
Yeah.
Yeah. What did you
see, you didn't even know.
I thought they was his hands. My bad.
Oh.
What's wrong with my arm?
Look, ain't nothing wrong with
your
arm.
Do it again. Do it again. Lean back on the chair.
It just
that. Man, let me tell you right now, that doctor, you got to do great work.
Because look at that, man. When you hold your arms up and they still in the frame.
Yeah. He's done. Your doctor do great work, though.
Getting you that guys.
I'm done with y'all today, man.
All right. Ready for your closing, Steve?
Hey, yeah, here we go. Here's my closing remarks. I was reminded of something my father used to say to me all the time. He said, son, if somebody always got to tell you what they do and who they are, it probably ain't true. What? If somebody always got to tell you who they are and what they do, it's probably not true. And you know something, as I've gotten older, and I think back on things my father said to me, man, that just rings so true, man. And you got to be aware of people in your circle, people that's in your life, that's always wanting credit. Especially, man, if you find yourself in a position to pass it out and you overlook them. Oh, my goodness. Have you ever done that? Have you ever taken the time out to give God the glory? I mean, just really sit up and go, man, I want to thank the Lord for just keeping me, for making me, for giving me this life, for allowing me to live the way I live, Heavenly Father, that it's been so much greater than where I was. And somebody heard you say it and then wanted credit for that? That's amazing, man. I've seen it all because I've been around a long time. So what I'm saying to everybody is, know who in your life deserves real credit. And the one person that you can constantly count on in that is God. God really does deserve the real credit. And anybody trying to take it outside of that is really just asking for something they really don't even deserve. Because when they get through trying to take credit in your life for what they want to take credit for, who gave them the power? Who gave them the position? Who gave them the ability to wake up in the morning? That same God that wakes you up in the morning, you know, did have to wake them up. But they so busy getting credit, they don't give credit back to God for even waking them up. They want to constantly come around in your circle and take credit for this and that. Listen, y'all, be aware of that. Get stronger in your relationship with God. That don't mean you got to go to a certain church or a certain building. You can start developing a relationship with God with where you are right now. He does not require you to wait till Sunday to put on a certain type of clothes and walk in a certain door. That's not a requirement. Now, is going to church and temples and halls good for you? Yeah, of course. It's always good to fellowship with like-minded people. It talks about that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not knocking that at all. But listen to me. Don't wait until then. Don't put off to Sunday what you can easily do today. You can have a conversation with God today. Well, Steve, I don't really know how to pray. You know how to talk, don't you? That's all it is. It's a word of an exchange. Here's a suggested way to pray. Before you ask God for anything, how about if you just start with thanking him? Just start by thanking him for all the things he's done for you. That's not hard to come up with. That's how you really go. You know, it's really hard to ask people for something without having thanked them for what they've done. Like I use the analogy all the time. If a person came by your house every morning and just asked you for a cup of sugar, and you don't really know what it's for, but you cool person, so you just give them a cup of sugar. They take the sugar and they just turn around and walk away. And they come back the next day and they ask you for another cup of sugar. And you don't really know what's going on, but you're trying to help this person because maybe they need it. You pour them another cup of sugar. But as soon as you give them the sugar, they just turn around and walk away. How many days could this person come back to your house without you saying, hey, hold on. First of all, man, every time I give you this sugar, you just take it and walk it away. You don't have the manners to say thank you. Or how many times would be for, hey, man, hey, what you doing with all this sugar? But the real problem is you don't like doing stuff for people and they don't have no sense of gratitude for it. It just bothers you. Well, you're lucky God ain't like that, because God lets you come all the time without ever saying thank you and just honors your request anyway. He wakes you up every day, and without you ever having to say thank you, he said, I'm going to just do it for you because you don't know no better. But if you would change that one thing and just start thanking him for the small things, the more gratitude you show to God, the more things he will give you to have gratitude for. That's a principle of success. Stop worrying about what other people think and start wondering what God might think. Start by thanking him. That's how you open your prayer. And then right after you thank him, tell him what you want. Yeah. Ask, believe, and receive. That's how the prayer works. Y'all have a great day. See y'all tomorrow, God willing. And tomorrow, here's my promise to you. If he wake me up, I'm going to be ignorant tomorrow.
Come on, boy.
Nice. I
promise you that. Bye.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.